And now, Tim Dillon is going to hell! With Tim Dillon and Ray Kump.
Which camera do I look at? Does it look directly? Hello. I'm looking you right in the eye. How are you? I am flying solo today. Tim is off gallivanting north of the border at the Montreal Comedy Festival. I was not invited. I was not really allowed to leave the country, I think. Well, I'm probably allowed to, but poutine, it's not for me. I'll go next year. It's a big week. Why am I? I feel I'm at a table right now. Like this new studio, it's a goddamn. It looks like a goddamn kitchen table or a dining room table. And I'm alone, and I feel like I'm throwing myself a birthday, like a dinner party, and no one came. My wife's fucking some guy who delivers meat. I don't know. It's a very odd feeling. Big week for Disney fans or whoever. James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy, has been fired for tweeting about pedophilia back in, I don't know, 2002 or something. This is the world you wanted, all right? Everyone wants to blame free speech or not free speech or the Democrats or the Republicans. This is what you get when you sell your soul to corporations, all right? This is what you get when you decide that you care more about Marvel movies and fucking new Star Wars and fucking, I don't know, Harry Potter and the fucking Houdini, whatever the fuck that shit's called. This is the world we live in. It's not a, look, there's a lot going on here. We'll unpack this. But at the end of the day, they're able to pull these strings because you care about some 50-year-old movie being resurrected. In, oh, is Han Solo's kid gonna be the new Jedi Master? Who gives a shit? You fucking people, and you get mad about, like, these new fucking, it's a new Star Wars 2SJW and this and that. Like, you have to grow up and stop fucking sucking the dick of Disney. Because this is how they fucking get you. Because they fucking, it's a huge why is Disney so big? Why isn't Disney just fucking fairy tales and fucking Toy Story? Because you made Marvel profitable. You made Star Wars profitable because none of you people want to grow up. All right, here's what's going on. If you didn't hear, James Gunn, can we get the tweets up that James Gunn posted? His pedophile rants? His supposed something to do with fucking kids or wanting to get fucked by a kid? Bring them up for me. The reality is, you've probably all seen him. There's a whole campaign going on. This guy, Mike Cernovich, he's an alt-right guy. No. The alt-right is supposed to be this beacon of free speech, if nothing else. Like, mostly racist speech, but at least it's free. That's their gimmick. What's the matter, Howie? What's going on? We don't have internet. All right. Doesn't matter. I can repeat them from memory. It's fine. The reality is, Mike Cernovich, he's like one of these alt-right operators. I think he hosts, like, a podcast or some fucking stupid blog. And he's going after people. He's going after James Gunn, who he got fired. They're going after Dan Harmon, who apparently made some Dexter parody back in 2009. It was supposed to, you know, Dexter supposedly, because Dexter would, what, kill people? He'd kill serial killers, or he would kill people who were trying to kill other people. So I think this pilot of Dan Harmon's was, he was raping people who, he was raping the rapists? That sounds about right. I don't know, it doesn't sound that bad to me. I feel like this could have been a good pilot. He's all apologetic now, like, oh, no one should have to watch this. It's too offensive. I think it sounds fantastic. I really could get behind a pilot about just some rapist raping other fucking, you know, he's going to fucking Denny's, just finding people, hiding in the bathroom and just fucking them. Sounds hilarious. But anyway, and also, who else got caught up in this snare? Do you know? It was, Michael Ian Black from The State, which apparently is also, look, here's the thing. Everyone likes to joke about pedophilia. It's a fucking, it's not a fun topic. It's a horrendous topic, which makes it the most cathartic thing to, like, if you want to get into the whole psychology of why people joke about the worst things in the world. Yeah, Holocaust humor exists, right? Fucking gallows humor, right? I used to work in a morgue. We all know that. You don't think we fuck? No one ever touched the bodies. Don't accuse me of that. We never fucking grabbed them and used them as puppets. Or, you know, fucking took their intestines and started waving them around. That's not what we did. But, you know, we might have cracked a few jokes here and there to ease the tension of a man's fucking head having been exploded with a shotgun. It's a traumatic thing to see. His teeth are all over his fucking ears. It's fucking weird, you know? Or some fucking... You find some kid in a garbage bag. It's like, no one's really joking about that. But, you know, there was jokes that were made sometimes. But it doesn't mean we're going, you're going around fucking using these people as puppets. All right? It's a fucking way that people deal with things. Now, you can say, oh, it's, look, there's a line here. You know, just because gallows humor exists doesn't mean that, you know, every fucking, you know, wannabe shock jock or fucking, you know, open mic roast comic who comes out like, hey, you know, the Chinaman. All right, enough with the Chinaman jokes. They're not funny. I mean, look, if you could pull it off, it could be funny. But the whole idea of it is that your initial reaction is, this is terrible. Why are you making me laugh at it? Because the idea is that someone's so good. Someone like Patrice or Geraldo or, you know, lesser people too. But, you know, it's not the first thing you do in comedy. It's not the first thing you do as a sketch writer, you know, trying to do off-color, you know, the Holocaust is the first thing you should tackle. You know, it's a nuanced thing. Yeah, Mel Brooks was able. Mel Brooks is a goddamn comedy genius. Whether you like Blazing Saddles or Young Frankenstein. I mean, Young Frankenstein's not that. It's a little overrated, but he's still a genius. I like the fucking Robin Hood thing he did. I thought it was good. Point is, objectively, then this is a guy you can handle. This is why he can make the whole producers thing with the springtime and the Hitler and all that. Like, you, after your first fucking, you know, night at the, what do you call it, the Village Lantern, maybe it's not the time for you to start fucking talking about Goebbels. But nevertheless, it is a cathartic thing. There's a reason people talk about these, you know, look, James got even said, like, I'm trying to get a rise out of people. I'm trying to be provocative. Now, again, being provocative for provocative's sake, it's a sophomoric thing to do. It's a fucking somewhat, you know, immature thing to do. But, you know, it's usually a step I've observed of people who end up maybe being funny or talented in other ways. You know, you want attention and you start out joking about some kid getting fucked. And then, you know, eventually you make fucking, you know, a movie like Beethoven. That was a great movie, you know, with Charles Grodin and the St. Bernard. You know, I'm sure the guy who made that started out fucking, you know, joking about fucking, you know, kids dying of fucking asthma or something terrible. You want attention. People tell you you're wrong, and then you learn a skill to get it. But it doesn't mean that, like, you know, 40 years later, 20 years later, you should be held to the fire because you fucking, you know, it's not like the guys are advocating for child. Like, there's a difference between a bad joke and a guy advocating for fucking. I mean, you know, these are people like Cernovich who's been accused of rape, like in court. Like, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly how the fucking case went, but I mean, you know. Whether you believe in rape culture or not, which you should, this is a real thing. But, you know, I know some of you people think it's all just a conspiracy. But at the very least, we can agree that, you know, why is this, what is this? This is the tweets? Okay. We can all agree that, you know, it's hard to convict someone of rape. For a lot of reasons. Even reasonable, you know, women on the side will go, you know, it is legitimately hard to get evidence sometimes, whatever. But also, like, maybe don't throw away rape kits after 6 months. Maybe don't. Point is, Cernovich was accused of rape. I'm rambling. And he's sitting there going, pretending under this guise of free speech that he's, you know, that we're going, oh, we're going, these pedophiles in Hollywood. I have a somewhat unique perspective on it because, you know, this show started out, not from the very, very beginning, but early on, we got entangled in a very legitimate and ongoing conspiracy of what, the Franklin scandal and who took Johnny and Johnny Gosch and we took Naringa. A lot of, you know, government pedophilia cover-up scandals, you know. We talked to Nick Bryant. Excuse me. We talked to Nick Bryant. We talked to a lot of people about this. There's so much legitimate information out there that none of these guys like Cernovich actually talk about. You know, no one's actually talking about the Franklin scandal or fucking, what's his name, Lawrence E. King, or, you know, the Founders Cult or the Finders Cult, whatever it was. You know, there's a lot of, like, it's kind of like 9/11, like where it's like, you don't know exactly where, like, did George Bush actually get his dick sucked by a minor in the White House? It's, I can't say for sure, much like 9/11, but when you show me, you know, things like, oh, Vigilant Guardian and the flight plans they took. And like, ah, there's something screwy here. The same thing with this, where it's like very much in the realm of like, something's definitely going on involving government, you know, operators. And why wouldn't it? You know, you have powerful people. Some of them are going to be pedophiles. What, you think they're going to fucking snatch kids from a 7-Eleven? No. Point is, this never gets talked about. They're very rational, reasonable level of it. So this is obviously, to call it a witch hunt, it's just, it's so much more transparent than that. I mean, like, at least McCarthyism, I mean, there was a Soviet threat, overstated, and McCarthy was a psychopath, but I mean, this is just fucking, and the, look, I'm not going to act like surprised that the alt-right is hypocritical. It's not surprised. I mean, I never doubted for a second these people were scum. But I mean, this is what, this is why when they talked to you last year about freedom of speech, I mean, I don't believe everything they say, but I support freedom of speech. They don't support freedom of speech. That's not their game. All right. That's not what they're doing. They want to use speech to bully people, to use it as a weapon, to fucking, they're not, you would like, look, if you're one of these people, if you're one of these people who fucking wants to be able to express themselves online and just say what you want to say and like not be held accountable, there's no one on your side. I hate to break it to you. There's no one on your side. No one wants that anymore. You've got the far left who wants to fucking use their agenda of fucking identity politics to fucking silence you, much like, you know, the fucking Soviets and, you know, in the early 20th century. And on the right, you have fucking either the alt-right who are just kind of, you know, modeled after a fucking bootleg fascism, or you have the church and their fucking brethren, the legitimately religious but, you know, nonetheless crazy people on, you know, on the religious side, who are just wrapped up in, you know, I mean, the church, we're in the middle of a huge, the Catholic Church is in the middle of a huge scandal with one of the top cardinals in the country, where he was not just raping kids, he's raping kids, but also raping adult seminarians. He's fucking them on both ends. He's getting the kids. He's getting the adult priests. He's just fucking sandwiching them. I don't know what's going on. He's making Eucharist out of their shit. This is terrible. And like, but the religious right is going to fucking come in. Oh, we got pedophiles in the fucking, every fifth priest is like a fucking, you know, is like, has half a cock in a kid. They're going to come in and start telling who's a pedophile or not. This is fucking out of control. What are we talking about? Mike Cernovich. But no, this is part of the problem. It's part of the problem is that Disney, and this is the same thing, the same company where Roseanne. Roseanne was ABC, which is owned by Disney, and people were clamoring at that point. You hear it clamoring when Roseanne got fired. Oh, you know, like, well, how come the fucking right, the guys on the left never get attacked for this shit? So that's part of it. Maybe part of it's the quid pro quo of like they wanted to be able to silence, you know, get rid of Roseanne and the backlash, or just the fact that it's a corporation, a massive corporation. Billions of dollars at play. Uncountable money. I mean, I'm sure they can count it. I couldn't count it. You think they're going to let anything fuck that up? They're not taking risks. And that's the problem. We're fucking so obsessed with this fucking repeating culture of just fucking fanboyism. And not just fanboyism, but like the whole thing, whether it's fucking Incredibles 2, all these sequels, all this rehash shit. There's no culture anymore. It's just, how can you resurface something we already know and charge us more for it? Put it on a plate, put it on a fucking backpack, let my kids fucking brush their teeth with this fucking Star Wars toothpaste. It's fucking, I don't understand. Look, I liked Star Wars as a kid. I liked it as a young adult, sort of. I mean, the prequels were garbage, so it kind of soured you on it if you were any half a brain. But I mean, when Force Awakens came out, like, Howie, you there. Did you like it when The Force Awakens came out? Did you watch that movie?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You're an idiot. Turn it off. I don't need a fucking diatribe from you. There was a goddamn poll, and I'm fucking proving a point. Moronic film. It's a goddamn rehash of a 30-year-old movie, and everyone's like, it's just like the originals. Now we're happy. Why does that make anyone happy? Why does it make you happy to be revisited to your childhood? I will never understand this. My childhood was okay. It wasn't the greatest thing ever. I wasn't, you know, fucking the Fonz, fucking blondes, and getting, you know, my dick sucked behind a fucking Dairy Queen. I mean, I didn't have the idyllic Norman Rockwell life, but it was okay. You know, I had action figures and I read books and I had some friends. I didn't hate being a child, but I don't know why people need to be revisited to their goddamn youth. This fucking instinct to be incubated in the womb of fucking nostalgia and fucking Thundercats and Inspector Gadget and Fraggle Rock. And who gives it? Like, do you ever try watching it now? I don't ever understand these people who go back and watch things they watched as a child. I've tried it. It's all garbage. It's all Korean animation from like the fucking 80s. Fucking flash frames and fucking, you know, just propaganda to sell toys and fucking Star Wars. Star Wars, they wrote Star Wars after the first one to sell toys. To fucking sell you these fucking stupid vinyl figures. And people built this lore around it. And look, it could be fun. I liked Star Trek as a kid. But I mean, I stopped when I was like 11 or 10. I don't know. Why are we so enamored with what we liked when we were younger? I mean, look, I liked when I first learned to jerk off, I didn't even know how to use my hand. I was in a seat watching squiggle porn. There was some Japanese girl in the bath. But you know what squiggle porn is. It's that porn. You might be younger, so you may not realize, but at a certain point, pay-per-view used to squiggle up the you know, the feed. So, you know, you could still kind of hear it, and occasionally the squiggles would get a little more clear so you could see what was going on. A little bit, for a few seconds. But that's all I had. So I watched squiggle porn, and I was in this weird old chair, and I just started instinctually gyrating my hips until eventually I didn't even know what was happening, but I was coming, and it was coming inside my pants, and it was fantastic. But, I mean, that's the kind of thing you're dealing with when you're younger. Some fucking just monster who came and, like, tug his own dick. And I'm supposed to, like, fucking look back at that time and, like, oh, I gotta fucking get back into the graces of fucking when I was 12. Who gives a shit? Grow up. Listen to some fucking Beethoven or just like a different kind of Beethoven, not the goddamn Grodin film. You know, look at some art. Fucking read a book. Read some James Joyce or something. It's hard to read. I don't like it, but just read. These people, go watch a Tarkovsky film. Go watch Ivan's Childhood. Howie, have you ever seen Ivan's Childhood?
No.
Again, you've proven my point. Thank you, Howie. Go watch it. It's a good film. Why are you watching Star Wars all the time? It's retarded. What, you're gonna get on the mic and tell me you don't watch Star Wars all the time?
Not all the time, no.
Yeah, I mean, the fact you said not all the time, it should be once. And back in 77. And if you missed it, too bad. Sick of this nostalgia. Fucking everything's rehashed. You know, I was watching Kill Bill 2 like a fucking few weeks ago. It's fine. I was homesick and fucking watching. It's fine. And I started remembering, oh, like because he planned originally to like wait 20 years and make Kill Bill 3 with the Vivica Fox's daughter, and she would hunt the fucking Uma Thurman. Like that's a cool. At that point when it came out, I'm like, oh, that's a cool idea. No one does that. Now everyone does that. Like they're not gonna do it anymore because I think Tarantino tried to kill Uma Thurman with his car back in, like when they were shooting the movie. That's another story. But the point is, but even if they did, like, well, who would care? Who would care? Because there's no, a sequel has no charm anymore. You know? There's no fucking, oh, maybe these characters will come back. Maybe they won't. Nothing. There's no suspense. There's no closure. You know, Apocalypse Now. Does it need to have a sequel? They cut up fucking Marlon Brando like a pig to the Doors. Why do you need to know what happens to Martin Sheen when he gets back to America? No, he beats his wife and he fucking, you know, probably eats a hot dog and fucking, you know, runs for office. I don't know. Who gives a shit? Stories used to have a fucking beginning and a middle and an end. Now it's just an ongoing saga. You know what that used to be? It used to be soap operas. Soap operas used to be a fucking thing. Never ending. Just never ending. Just going, keeps going on. And no one respected that. No one was like, did you ever see a soap opera win a primetime Emmy or a goddamn Oscar? No, it was trash, and they know it's trash. This is in Mexico where telenovelas are like some kind of, you know, Tchaikovsky fucking play. No, this is fucking America. It's garbage. Sorry. Going a little crazy here. Point is, pedophile jokes. I'm a little upset here because Demi Lovato. I don't know what percentage of our audience here knows Demi Lovato. She's a Disney star, beautiful girl. I had an overdose today. Is she okay? Is there any updates, Howie, on Demi Lovato?
The headline here says she is stable after being hospitalized following an apparent overdose.
Thank God. Thank God. Can you bring up something of Demi Lovato? Something nice? Something like, I've never seen her work, but she seems great. Like, is she a musician? What does she do?
She's a pop star.
Yeah, bring up one of her pop songs. I want to see what Demi Lovato is all about. Anything. Don't get too crazy. Just fucking find it quick. Just Google anything. I don't know. This is a thing. Why wouldn't you fucking be... This is it? Tell me if it's wrong, if it's right, I don't care. I can keep a secret, kid. Yeah. Got my mind on your body and your body on my mind.
310 million views.
I mean, I don't blame. Can I see the video? Is there a video?
I'm having some issue with pulling that up again.
I'm sure it's great. What's she doing? Describe it to me. What's going on?
It's all of her hot friends.
Oh, wow.
In the back of a car driving through the city. Now she's dancing in the...
They're just all hot.
They're
all sexy.
Yeah, everybody's hot and sexy.
This is great. Why? Look, I don't... Like, this is the thing. Like, this is why... All right, you can bring this down a little bit. Lower to a bed. We can talk over this section. Just to a bed. Lower. Yeah, there we go. This is why you make music like this, all right? Because you want to get fucked up. What happened to America where we started judging pop stars for getting fucked up? All right, you can bring this down now. Are we going to leave this on the whole time, Howie? Are we stuck on Demi Lovato? Thank you, Howie. When did we start getting moralistic about our fucking pop stars? Who cares? This girl's a young girl. Is she a Disney background? I think, is she actually... Find that out. Is she a Disney star? She is, right? These fucking cocksuckers at Disney. These fucking ABC pieces of shit. This is the hypocrisy. They fucking pimp these kids to us, and they get mad at James Gunn for fucking getting, you know, making a joke about it. Bring those James Gunn tweets about, I want to see that again. They fucking pimp these kids to us. Fucking Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake. You don't think pedophiles are creaming in their pants over these fucking, you know, the goddamn Burger King Kids Club, or whatever they call it, Disney Kids Club? They fucking love it. They fucking... It's a goddamn fetish, probably. And fucking, we're supposed to get mad that fucking, you know, Dan Harmon fucking made a joke about Dexter and some kid got raped. You're fucking literally pimping children to us. In the form, I'm just a little curious. Yeah, what are you, come on. And oh, she's an adult now. Look, there's something gross about, like, having a young star, right? Like a fucking, 11, 10, whatever. And then you watch her grow up, and then you get to watch her sexually bloom. I mean, they used to joke about it. Oh, they used to even joke about it. The Olsen twins and the fucking the countdowns when they could fuck them. And it's funny, but if you think about it, they keep this pattern up, right? They keep this whole, these tweets, we'll get to, yeah, keep this up. We'll get to this in a minute. Or keep it ready. But there's a fucking pattern here of... Like, you have a kid, and they're cute. Look, kids are cute, but they don't pick, like, the kind of ugly, fat kid. They get the kids that are, like, objectively pretty or hot, in Timberlake's case, and they incubate them in front of your eyes. They fucking have a, you know, a little fucking stupid sketch show or variety show. What is it, the Disney Kids Club? Is that what it was called? The Musketeers or some shit? And they fucking, hey, watch them dance. Watch them do a split. Oh, it's not that. It's not sexy yet, but just imagine. Just imagine. And then sometimes they wear, you know, a skirt or something. I don't know. I don't watch this shit, but I mean, these are fucking, without fail, these fucking child stars go from being these fucking cute, bubbly things to, like, literally just throwing their pussy at you when they turn 18. Just, I got a pussy! Ah, look at me. Bring that the Lovato song back up. I got a pussy and I fucking know how to use it. I'm fucking 18 years old in one day. Fucking, you know, like, these songs, I mean, they're catchy because they have some fucking, you know, some German guy making beats. I got a pussy, it's brand new. I'm gonna fuck you, fucking. I'll just buy my Disney pussy stern. Oh, I don't know what lube is. I'm a fucking girl. I don't know exactly how that works, but the point is, you get it. This is not a fucking Weird Al video. We're done. We're done with Living the Bottom. But they're fucking pawning it off on you. And it's gross. And these are the people. These are like, oh, Disney cares. They don't want James. We're highly offended by what James Gunn. Bring up what James Gunn wrote. We're highly offended. I can't read that. Bring it. Make them bigger individually. What's this? All right. A little more. A little bigger. The Hardy Boys and the Mystery. Yeah, bring it. Make that one. Just enlarge the whole thing. Jesus. No, you mean it smaller. Make it bigger. What are we doing here? I'm seeing something. We're almost there, Howie. Get it bigger. Oh, God. Read it to me. Just read. Why don't you read it to me?
It's disappearing.
Why don't you read it to me, Howie?
The Hardy Boys and the Mystery of What It Feels Like When Uncle Bernie Fists Me.
Okay. Now, is that... So, the Hardy Boys and the Mystery of What It Feels Like When Uncle Bernie Fists Me.
Hashtag sad children's books.
All right. I mean, it's a little on the nose, if you ask me, from a joke point of view. I mean, it's a little bit like, how about Hardy Boys and the way it feels when the Thorn Butch goes up my cunt? Something like, you know, a little more romantic, a little more seductive, like the Hardy Boys and, oh, I fell on your cock. Something a little more like, you know, let the mind work on its own a little bit. Don't just feed it to me. But the point is that worse than just taking Demi Lovato and pumping her full of drugs and fucking ripping off her panties and throwing her into the fucking wilderness of cyberspace? I really just lisped there for cyberspace, didn't I? Cyberspace! Taking her panties off and throwing her into cyberspace! No, is that worse? I mean, there's literally a thing going on here. They're not fucking the kids, the guys at Disney per se. They're not fucking shoving their cock in Demi Lovato. Maybe they are, but I'm not accusing them of that. But they're literally, it's like a virtual whorehouse. It's like, look at this young girl. Can you imagine how tight her pussy is? That's what they're saying. No one wants to talk about it, but that's the whole undercurrent. That's the whole undercurrent of these. I mean, yeah, the young girls who listen to her, they like it. But the dads, they go to the fucking concert, and they get a chubby because they're fucking thinking about some young slut that they fucking met at Hooters or Applebee's, some waitress. You know, this is a whole fucking, there's a whole fucking thing going on. And, you know, whatever, it's fine. If they're 18, I guess you can do what you want, but there's something gross about it. And we're just going to get mad about, read me another James Gunn tweet. We're going to get mad about this. Unless you can make it bigger. But just read something to me.
Honesty is best policy. Tell your 3-year-old you're laughing, thinking of me fucking 3PO. He'll appreciate it when he's older.
I don't even know what that means. Something about him fucking a robot.
Right.
Is that worse than taking Britney Spears and just fucking spending years working on her ass, bleaching it, fucking just making her blonde? She wasn't blonde originally. I think she was like a brunette or something. They fucking bleached her blonde, and they fucking waved her cunt around. And when she turned 18, I'm just a big old whore. I'm just a sexual deviant, which is fine. Like, it's fine if, like, a girl is not spending the first fucking 15 years of her life in front of a camera. Then, like, she can be a whore, and I don't feel bad. But, like, you have this girl who you've, like, been filming for 15 years, like it's some fucking prequel to a porn. It's gross. How about we don't get our whores from, and I'm using that metaphorically, don't get all feminine. I'm a fucking feminist, all right? But how about we don't get our fucking slutty stars out of the Disney bin? Why don't you go fucking have a fucking, go to Shirley and have a goddamn, like, you know, tryout in the airport hangar or something? Fucking, you know, work harder. Just fucking get these. This can't be an accident. Anyway. Give me a different Demi Lovato song to bring out this segment. I feel bad for the girl. She's a victim here. She's a goddamn victim of this fucking society that we're creating. Just whoring out. The whore. Yes to the right guy. Never had trouble getting what I want. But when it comes to you, I'm this is terrible. Like, the lyrics are like poetically, like they're garbage. But I mean, if you think about it in the context of a girl who's like being not kept against her will. But like, what do you expect to happen when you have a girl at 12 years old or whatever they are when they get into the Disney chain and just locked in? And like, you think they're gonna stop? No, you get hooked on the whole fame tit. And it starts to go away. There's that period where you're awkward. And all of a sudden you come back out and you go, I got a cunt now. Now I got a cunt and I can use it. You've been jerking off to me for years, but now you can abuse me, treat me like a whore. Oh, now I can make money. Like, it's just sad. Anyway. All right, enough of Demi Lovato. Hope she lives. Hope she stays strong, Demi. Can we get some like armbands made for Demi Lovato? I'd like that. I think that'd be a nice gesture. Can the gas team send over? Do we have a facility to send over like a bucket of flowers?
We'll talk to Ralph and get on it.
Can we get a bucket of flowers
for her? A bucket of flowers?
That thing? Can you get a bucket? I mean, I don't want to just get some fucking like, you know, bouquet. It's got to be something that stands up on a hospital.
I'm sure we can go to a florist or
what
something.
What am I thinking of? A vase? That's it. A vase, not a bucket. Whatever. A bucket's probably more flowers, though.
I'm sure, but I mean, we could go to probably a florist and get a better, like, a nice little display done.
Yeah, fucking tell her it's for Demi, so they'll fucking...
Maybe a teddy bear and some balloons or something, too.
We could probably work out a deal. Tell her it's for Demi, so right. Demi's going to see us. So they'll fucking, you know, give us a little break here. You fucking might get some business out of this.
Exactly. We'll get a merch pump and make shirts or something, too.
Right. Tell her we're from...
Save Demi.
Tell her we're real-ass dudes, all right? We'll fucking maybe get a discount. Is there a real-ass card yet?
I don't think so.
Is there a Skanks card? Is there some kind of gas digital card?
Skank box?
You remember when Pepsi had that, like, the license to chill card?
I think I vaguely remember something like that.
I was at Argyle Park in Babylon, Long Island, back when I was probably 10. And they had this dumb fair where, like, women would just, like, make stupid tchotchkes and, like, scarecrows made, not even scarecrows, like, dolls made of straw and, like... You get sand art, like real just fucking terrible shit. Like quilts. Who the fuck wants a quilt? You just walk around this fucking pond full of goose shit on a fucking Saturday morning with your mom and she's fucking, hey, you want some sand art? And you step in some fucking goose shit, you know, and you just fucking want to be home watching fucking Thundercats or whatever. But they fucking had this booth one time. It was fucking the License to Chill booth because Pepsi had this promotion where, like, you know, if you could taste the difference between Pepsi and Coke, they would give you this License to Chill. It was like actually like a credit card. It wasn't even like a shitty, you know, when you go to Subway and you get the fucking stupid card. No, it wasn't flimsy. It was a real hard credit card. And it made me feel good because I knew the difference between Pepsi and Coke. I got it right. Unless they just told me I got it right. They probably did. They probably gave it to everyone. Oh, I'm just realizing that what a fucking schmuck I am. But either way, it was a great card. But we need something like that. Promotion. Like if you could tell the difference between, like, you know, is this a cock or a pussy, then we give you a card.
If you can tell the difference between like a transsexual and a regular genetic female or something like
there
that.
There is no difference. Don't fucking try to get your get your alt-right shit in my fucking show, all right? There's no genetic difference. Whether you're sucking a beautiful transgender woman's cock or a beautiful vagina, it's all the same, all right? Don't fucking try and judge these women who fucking come out trying to live their life. Just put their penis in your mouth and shut the fuck up. Stupid fucking trying to get your racist shit in here. Anyway. No, we need some kind of promotion. I feel like, you know, like the License to, I don't know, what do we do here? License to Gas?
License to Podcast?
That's just terrible.
That's a two on the nose, I'm just spitballing.
You should stick to fucking your anti-trans rants. Fucking, you know, if you could fucking shoot this transgender woman in the head, we'll give you a card. I'm Howie. How are you? If you could fucking sterilize this fucking unhuman person, maybe I'll give you a fucking free podcast download. I don't know. I'm the head of promotions. I'm Howie. No, we're keeping you doing what you're doing. Not making things big enough for me. That's what you're doing. No, you're not dealing with promotions. But anyway, I love this License to Chill card. Then the hell got a habit card. I don't even know what you got. You got like 10% off at Reebok or some bullshit. I think that was before the NSA was really like doing the online shit. That's like you would use this card and just somehow track you. I miss those things. I miss like being a kid and just like getting excited about stupid promotions. I don't have a nostalgia for Star Wars, but I did have a Game Boy watch that I got out of a bag of Rice Krispies once, and I like that. So I don't know. I had a fucking Superman doll, and it was a kryptonite ring, and you would knock over the doll with the ring, and had a magnet built in. I really should have had more friends as a kid. I was a weird kid. I didn't deal well with people. And then in high school, I got picked on a little bit until I started threatening to kill myself. But not in a pussy, like a, you know, shit. I used to fucking, did I ever tell this story on the air? I forget. But I used to fucking, there's one kid who's fucking giving me shit in the locker room once. I started screaming in his face. I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to shoot myself in your front lawn. And everyone realized I was legit. And I was, you know, then I had friends after that. Anyway, moving on. I'm trying to fix my credit. You have good credit, Howie? Keep your mic on so when I talk to you, you can respond like a person.
It's not great.
It's not great. What's your numbers?
600 something.
I have a 600 and a 650. I used to just never pay shit. They would give me cards every few years. Like, yeah, maybe this scumbag is fucking, you know, finally ready to do the right thing. And it would be like a $500 limit. And it would just be like free money. I would just not even make a single payment. It was great. Because I was making movies back in the day. I was like 19. I tried to make a feature-length movie. And I spent like $4,000 on my credit card. And I maxed it all out. And it didn't go anywhere. The movie did not get finished. The script wasn't great. It was a little highfalutin, a little pretentious. It was some kind of allegory about kids with foam swords trying to defend a pizza place. I'll bring some clips in one day, but I'm not proud of it. I mean, it's not a terrible, I mean, it's probably better than anything, you know, you ever wrote, Howie. No offense.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not, I mean, it wasn't, the plot didn't revolve around, like, just curb stomping some fucking, you know, transgender woman. But, you know. It was a little pretentious in my opinion. So part of me's glad it wasn't finished, but I was saddled with this debt for years. But I'm trying to fix it now. I'm trying if I can get it in shape. And do you go on Credit Karma or one of these things? These things that tell you what your credit score is.
Yeah.
And they give you these cards. I mean, a couple cards you get. You get like these credit cards you can use to kind of start paying. Yeah, pay your fucking bills with them, and then you build credit over time. But they also have this thing called the gettington.com, which is like, it's literally just like, hey, you want this fucking shitty used PlayStation 4 game? Well, you apply for credit, and they sell. I can buy Tomb Raider on PlayStation 4 used for like $40. It's like way too expensive. Yeah. But I did it so I can buy, you know, because otherwise I'm buying like a fucking AC power cord for a blender. Like, I don't even know what they fucking sell on this site. It's all just fucking foam, like foam thumbs and fucking, you know, like things that bedazzle things. Like, real trashy items. It's like a flea market on the web, but you have to like apply for credit to get any of this shit. Like, no one goes to this website if you're not using their credit system. I don't know. So I'm playing fucking stupid Tomb Raider now. Not a great game. I was playing Uncharted last year. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, Uncharted's great.
Yeah, phenomenal. It was such a good series. I mean, I tell people and they don't know what it is. Like, oh, Uncharted. It's like a fucking, it's like Tomb Raider, but better.
It's like Indiana Jones, more like. Like a modern day Indiana Jones.
There's never been a good Indiana Jones game, though.
Right.
Like, it's not a good frame of reference.
But I mean, as far as storytelling and how it's kind of put out there, it kind of feels Indiana Jones sort of film.
Well, you work for Indiana Jones?
No,
you fucking.
You're saying it.
You're Harrison Ford's agent.
He
doesn't have a whip.
I mean, just the feeling of it. It's kind
does
of
he
feels
whip
like
out?
A,
does he
no, he
whip?
Doesn't. He doesn't. He has lots of guns.
Does he have one of his fedora hats?
No, he does not.
No, he doesn't. I seem to remember when I played Uncharted, just mowing people down with like AK-47s. I don't fucking remember whipping some guy with a fucking turban. I love that movie. That fucking third one. Get that clip up with Marcus. With Marcus, and he's like, he knows 1,000 languages. He'll fucking kill your mother. And you know what I'm talking about? Really lucky,
the third one?
Really lucky he's got the grail already. You'll never find it. Whatever. I'm trying to fix this shit. They fucking, you know, I'm buying this fucking garbage. I'm buying tchotchkes now online and like paying it off over time. Like, I'm fucking. I'm trying to get a nicer place, though. Cause I'm living in an apartment that has, like, you know, no window. And I have my, you know, girlfriend come over and it's just like, it gets hot because we can't even have the. I usually have the door open in the summer, but yeah, we can't have that. We're both fucking doing things. You know what I'm talking about. This is a family show. I'm not going to get too into it. But, you know, this fucking. I'm trying to get a nicer place, but you go to Brooklyn, you want to fucking have 5 roommates in a fucking 2-3 bedroom fucking apartment. They want to fucking check your credit score. Like, who the fuck are you? This is a goddamn condemned building, but they got to check your FICO score. Sick of it, but I got to play ball. I'm trying to fucking. Be a more civilized, you know, adult. Trying to fucking live like a normal man. I don't know. What's a good way to... Do you have any tips on my credit?
Oh, no. I'm the worst person to ask. I did pretty much the same thing as you did. I just paid for... Like, I used it to get a bunch of goofy shit and then never paid anything.
Oh, so you just fuck... What did you buy with it?
Oh, I don't even remember. Like, some... Like, a thing for my girlfriend and like maybe
like a vibrator
just like a big
black dildo.
I was like 18, so it was like flowers or some shit like that.
You bought flowers for your girlfriend on credit?
Yeah, well,
why don't you buy her a dildo, something that lasts? You know, just fucking, here's some flour. And a week later, you know, she forgets. The women are, that's
like
a 18.
Birthday bouquet or some shit like that.
Fucking 2 years later, you're still fucking with that dildo. She'd be like, this is the, this really, and they appreciate that. It's frugal. Like, women are nesters, right? They like to nest. They like a man who's resourceful. So, like, you know, you can't pull out a fucking 2-year-old bouquet of fucking tulips and shove in her ass. It's going to give her a fucking disease.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
But you ever like a big fucking 14-inch black, and that's the thing. You buy big first. Because she'll work into it. It's like when kids get hand-me-downs. It's like you'll grow into it. You don't fucking buy the size every year. You buy the big dildo and she'll thank you for it. At first, it's just free. And you can use it too. No one's judging you, Howie. You can shove it in your own ass. What's wrong with that? I hear people giggling. What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong with that. I just hadn't thought of it.
Who's giggling? Whoever's giggling is a man who's ever shoved a finger in his ass. Fantastic. The first time I ever got a blowjob. First time, I was a little older than I should have been, whatever. She shoves a fucking finger in my ass while she's blowing me. And it's nice. And then another finger goes in my ass. She's got two fingers in my ass and she's blowing. And then she stops blowing me. When she first started blowing me, she was like, your dick's dry. Which I don't know. I mean, I was probably taking Adderall, so maybe it makes your dick dry. I'm not sure. But then she starts pouring like pulling spring into her mouth that she found on my floor of my car. And then just fucking, like, I don't know, like, letting her open mouth drop water onto my cock. And he's like, it's dry. So she just starts fingering, like, my point is eventually the blowjob just stops and she just starts, keeps fingering my asshole. And I loved it. It was great. So my point, and the cops ended up coming, but we'll get to that in a minute. But it's not, like, there's nothing gay about having something in your ass.
No.
You can fucking do things with your ass. You can fucking shove things in there, store things, whatever. Flowers, Howie, flowers.
I'm a romantic.
How much was your credit limit?
I think that was my first card, so it was probably $1,000. I don't
a
even.
Thousand? I you just bought
dumb
flowers?
Stuff. No, not just
how hot
flowers.
Was this girl? Was she fucking?
My first girl was kind of hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Get a picture of her. Go find her online. I want to see your fucking this girl. You fucking spent $1,000 on stupid tulips for. Jesus Christ, Howie.
I bought a bunch of other goofy stuff for myself too. So.
Well, like a fucking tie that sprays water. Bow tie sprays water, is that what you did? Some fucking whoopee cushions? You fucking Jesus, Howie. We gotta work on you. Fucking, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, the cops ended up coming, because I was in front of a Walmart. I might have told this story before. I don't remember. I was in front of a Walmart and the cops came, like go somewhere else, but they had to piss behind the Walmart and you know, they made me do the breathalyzer, but it wasn't even dry. I thought I was drunk, but I wasn't drunk. This is in the days when I used to be very afraid of driving drunk. So if I had a beer 2 hours later, I think I was fucking driving drunk. I was fucking a little bit of a, what do you call it, bitch, I guess. Will you find this girl yet?
No, the internet's starting like half on and off tonight. It's been a giant pain in the ass.
Which, describe her to me.
She's about a little bit taller than me, thin, dirt blonde hair, not dirty blonde, brown hair.
Dirty asshole?
No.
Dirty blonde, I mean dirty cunt. Real filthy. And she did, was it exclusive or you had to like watch her fuck other guys?
I was a giant nerd in high school, right. So I was batting way out of my league.
Right. So, I mean, the point is, you were getting a little bit cucked, but it's fine, right?
Like, yeah,
She was fucking other guys and letting you know it, right?
No, but I think that might have started happening towards the end.
Yeah.
But she didn't tell me. She was trying to keep it.
But she was, like, leaving, like, some fucking, you know, some Magnum condoms in your fucking, in your cereal box. Just fucking accidentally. Some black guys fucking red underwear. Black guys seem to have red underwear a lot. I get why. It just looks good in their skin. But, am I wrong here? I think it's a good combination of tones.
Yeah, but it accentuates what they got working.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, you know, you find some red jockey shorts in your fucking, your hamper, and you're like, these aren't mine, and you see her fucking pussy come all over it. Anyway. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not being gross here. This is fucking, men and women both have fluids. We both have fluids. They both do things. I don't know. What's going on with Trump? Trump, it was this fucking recording. Trump was recorded. I guess this came out last week, right, or earlier this week. Michael Cohen fucking apparently recorded Trump while they were negotiating how much to pay these porn stars, or one of them. It wasn't the Stormy Daniels, the other one, I think. Who's the other porn star? Doesn't matter. But I can pay. I'm trying to figure out in my head, because this is 2016. I mean, look, Trump is a wild card. But I mean, this is a guy. I feel like Michael Cohen. I'm trying to figure out what drives a guy like that to make a recording in the first place. Of course, it's like a backup, it's security, I guess. I mean, is he dumb enough that he's like just doing it as a record and he's like trying to renege on the deal? Hey, we have this recording of you agreeing to this. You think that's the... No, I mean, it's got to be that he knows... Because I used to read some articles where Trump used to cuck this guy. He used to really just fucking stick it to him, call him a dumb fuck, you know, talk about how his dad didn't, you know, was a coal miner or some shit. There was like, it was like me talking to you, Howie. But it's like this is really the dynamic. And picture, like right now, I'm negotiating with some fucking other lawyers and we're trying to pay someone off and fucking... you're recording, because you know I'm going to fucking, in a few years, I'm going to become some fucking fascist, right? Wait, who's texting me? Who's fucking texting me images? What is going on? Is that porn? Someone's texting, oh, I have a chef friend. He's texting me images of things he's cooking. This is my life. I haven't seen this guy in 6 months, and he's texting me a fucking piece of tuna fish. I thought it was Tim. The only person who texts me food is Tim. Tim will go fucking in the middle of like, you know, Ohio, and he'll fucking get some, you know, Chinese buffet, and he'll text me a picture of a wonton. Look at this! This is amazing. It's filled with American cheese. They put American cheese in the wonton soup. It's gross. What was I talking about?
Karen McDougal, was that the one?
Yeah, it was Karen McDougal. He's paying off Karen McDougal, and he's a recording of it. Now, as far as I can tell, and I'm a legal. I mean, I did take I'm a paralegal student or whatever major. But I'm not a legal expert. But I'm pretty sure it's a one-party consent state in New York, so you can record people without them knowing it, as long as you're consenting to it. And, like, you can't record two other people, but you can record yourself talking to someone. And he's also, like, Trump's like, oh, as a lawyer, I mean, like, there is a certain level. It's not common for a lawyer's recording to be entered into evidence, I think. But he's not really acting like a lawyer at that point. You guys are acting like a negotiating team. I don't know. I don't think attorney-client privilege works when you're negotiating with a third party. I think it's only there for when you're, I don't know. Trump. I am baffled at this point by this whole, how the right, all right, like I get, on a certain frequency you get why people went for him. I don't agree with it at all, but like they're sick of fucking getting the same old party line bullshit, you know, both parties are fucking perpetuating a war state and they're not really changing anything and the jobs aren't coming back. They're never supposed to be here in the first place. We've talked about that before, but whatever. But, you know, this idea, but it's a very macho, like, patriarchal kind of fucking vibe, the whole, like, yeah, I can't get how these people are still behind Trump when he's, like, kowtowing to Russia. And I'm not blowing it out to extremes like the extreme left will, but the guy is basically, like, you don't, no matter what's going on, you never talk shit about your, like, it's kind of like, oh, you don't talk shit about our family in front of other families, that kind of shit. Like, you don't talk out of school, regardless if the FBI is trying to fuck with you. It just makes you look weak. Like, if you're talking to a guy who, like, murders, like, legitimately elected officials in Russia and, like, invades countries at will, and go, hey, my FBI is fucking going after me. Like, you think he fucking respects you for that? He thinks you're a bitch. Like, if the fucking KGB or the FSB or whatever tried to go after Putin, they would have their fucking... They would be in a worse situation than the transgender woman at Howie's apartment. They would just be fucking... It would be over. It would just, they would all just have their heads caved in, their cocks just mashed up. Howie would just be like, you're not a real woman! You don't, I'll never love you. I don't care what I have, the feelings I have. It just wouldn't play. I mean, so you have this guy, but they love Trump. These are people, the people who still support Trump after all this craziness, are people who love Trump, Putin, right? These are people who want a certain level of fascism, right? Like, I'm not trying to use that in an explosive way, but there's a certain, look, fascism has an appeal to a certain type of person, right? There's order. They're supposedly strength, right? Like, people, like, the whole idea of fascism is it's modeled in this kind of militaristic way around the strength of the people and the strength of the culture and the strength of these myths. And, like, you know, guys like Jordan, I'm not tying Jordan Peterson into this, but Jordan Peterson will talk about how, like, there's a psychic need for a certain level of, like, you know, the myths matter. And I'm not going to say they completely don't matter in a 100% way, but yeah, I think he overstates it. But that the myths that you know, that fuel your culture, that the fucking, you know, the stories you tell kids and whatever the fuck, that they kind of build the character of the people. And these people are very tied into these fucking, you know, these fascist states. Because these, look, most people listening, you hear fascism and you go, oh, it's a knee-jerk thing, because it is, we've seen the results of it, and it's terrible. But, I mean, there is, it's not like everyone in the fascist state who supports it is just going, I can't believe how fucking evil we are. This is fucking great. Can you believe how fucking, we're just torturing people? Like, no. Like, there's a certain level of, like, order, I guess, and family stuff, but they're all sociopaths. I mean, there's something going on, but I don't get, though, is this inclination, because these states, like, you know, Putin, very strong man. You know, they show pictures of him on horseback with no shirt. And yeah, he's not fucking Vin Diesel, but he's a fucking strapping guy, you know? He's fucking built pretty well, but a lot better than Trump. And you look at the fucking, the whole Hitler and all these alt-right guys. Oh, strength in this, strength in honor, blood and soil. I don't understand, like, this weird, to me, this dichotomy of, like, I want to be a tough guy, but I need a daddy state. They call it the fatherland, right? In Germany, it's like one of the only countries ever called their country the fatherland, not the motherland. Everyone's like, oh, the motherland. The same way with a ship. You name a ship after a woman, you name a country after a woman. It's just a fucking thing you do, because you come out of a woman's vagina, you come out of your country's, you know, beach, whatever. The same shit. Unless, you know, Howie and he's fucking, you know, fixated on the, you can't come out of a woman's cock. Fucking, then you start fucking wailing on some fucking poor girl. Fucking poor Howie. No, but it's just this inclination towards, like, a fucking patriarchally, the fatherland. We're going to be strong. Like, whatever happened to the country that we lived in where, like, strength came out of, like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, I don't need you to fucking give me support. I don't need you to change laws. Like, just fucking stop, you know, people. That's the whole myth that we are. I mean, it's not reality. There's a lot of things going on in the history that we are learning. But, I mean, the way it's taught to us is this kind of Walden Pond, kind of, you know, pseudo-anarchistic kind of vibe of, like, they were all just farmers. Like, you know, agrarian farmers who were kind of, you know, smart, but, you know, they weren't fucking city folks. And they built a nation strong, like, you know, kept their head down and did their work. I mean, it's mostly bullshit. I'm reading, a book right now, you know, called White Trash. This place is a dumping ground, America, for a long time, of just the trash of Europe, for lack of a better word. They would dump the undesirables here and just basically, you know, force them into indentured servitude. I mean, it's where this white underclass comes from. But, I mean, this myth of, like, but there is something to the myth, though. You know what I mean? Like, the myth of John Wayne. John Wayne was a piece of garbage, hypocrite, fucking scum. I don't care if he's a hypocrite. Just a fucking phony. I hate John Wayne. He died with 70 pounds of fucking meat in his colon. Good. I'm glad he's dead. That fucking fake, wannabe tough guy. Fuck him. Bogart would have fucking raped his mouth. But my point is, there's a something to the myth of John Wayne where it's like, all right, he's a guy. He doesn't fucking start a fight, but he finishes it. That's the vibe that we had. That was, like, the thing that we kind of at least pretended to be. And now we're just pretending to be these whiners who are like, give us tariffs. Give us fucking, you know, pass a law against these pedophile, you know, tweeters, even though, you know, I'm a guy accused of rape. And it's just like, there's no honor left. I mean, like, that's a problem. That's the only problem with Trump. But, like, even if you didn't believe anything else, you know, you go, even if you think that Obama, and look, I get it. I was the one saying for years, drone strikes and fucking, and, you know, he's no friend of immigrants. Obama's no saint. But, and, like, you know, but if you look at what Trump's done, I think it's, you know, objectively worse. But even if you don't say it's objectively worse, it is more transparent. And there's something about you go, oh, it doesn't matter. At least he's doing it, you know, up front. No, like, there's a rule of law, right? And it doesn't exist completely. But there's this intangible kind of vibe that the country has. And if you fucking let it go for too long, if you don't fucking kind of tighten it up every so often, it just goes out of control. Like with Trump, if you don't even keep up the appearance of the rule of law, is my point. Like, Obama might have been, you know, fucking murdering Muslims more than anyone, but he kept the appearance of justice. You know what I mean? He kept the appearance of giving a shit about being held accountable. You know, George W. Bush. I mean, these guys are fucking, you know, he has Roberto Gonzalez and a fucking team of White House counsel rewriting the entire, you know, reinterpreting the Constitution based, you know, through the eyes of the executive branch. But they're actually reinterpreting. I mean, and it sounds like a meaningless distinction, but I mean, at least they're giving the pretense of caring about the rule of law. And that's what's gone, the pretense. I mean, it's just like I'm on a low-carb diet today. I've started again. I say this a lot. Every fucking third episode, you hear about how I'm fucking pissing on a keto strip and fucking eating beef and broccoli for lunch and trying to fucking, you know, get less fat. But, you know, it's like, do I come up looking? No, I come up looking more fat half the time. But at least I'm keeping up this idea of like, I'm gonna get in shape. And that's the equivalent of like, this is like Trump. What Trump is doing is just going, fuck it, I'll just get fat. That's the difference. And now you're just gonna keep fucking eating these fucking, they keep giving me this popcorn at work, this Smart Pop. I'm just eating six bags all day and fucking goddamn M&M's. You know, they fucking have these spouts of M&M's, these fucking little, like, whatever. I'm getting off topic. I'm just getting so fat. I gotta fucking start running again. I used to run 5 miles a day. Fucking Christ. All right, we're gonna wrap this up. Point is, it's not gonna get any better. That really, I want to end on that note. I don't know what you people think is gonna happen. I don't know why you're so politically organized. It's never, like, this is all, I get it. We should get Trump out of office. It's abhorrent. But this idea, like, as long as you don't think we're gonna get any better, it's not. It's fucking, if you look at any kind of history, look at Rome, look at Revolutionary France, look at, like, any culture that was, like, the top dog culture. I mean, the Dutch ran shit for a while. The Dutch East India Company was the biggest shit in the world. They ran the trade routes. I mean, does anyone give a fuck about the Dutch anymore? And we're not all going to be murdered, but we're not going to be a great nation for a while. The only difference is our military, which is another thing. The whole premise of this goddamn thing for the last at least 50 years, but at least 30. I mean, ever since, there was a period after the war where shit seemed to be going good. A lot of it was juked economics, but whatever. You know, just fucking cranking up, fucking screwing over other countries. But at a certain point, around the 70s probably, manufacturing took a big shit, and it's been getting worse and worse ever since, and we're kind of realizing how hollow this whole fucking thing is, and how built on a fucking house of cards it is. But there's this fucking, what was I doing down there? What was I saying about the fucking, what was I bringing
up? You're going in somewhere in the military?
Yeah, but the whole fucking thing was built on, like, well, at least we still have his military. We still have fucking policemen in the world, you know? Like, the U.S. dollar is still the fucking de facto currency of the world because it's backed by the U.S. military. That was the whole premise. And, like, I never felt good about it. It was actually something I hated. Like, we shouldn't be exporting our military. Like, that shouldn't be our fucking export to the world. We're not the mercenaries of the world. But that is the ballgame. That is how his whole thing is built. That's how, like, you know, that's how it's been set up for a while. So when Trump comes in, starts going, you better start paying your bills, to NATO, you fucking, you welchers. And it's like, what are you doing? We don't want them to, they need to need us. That's the game. This guy is a maniac on all fronts. Like, I'm all about and people just eat it up. It's making people pay a fair share. The fact that we fucking drop cruise missiles on fucking, you know, Syria, is the fucking price we pay for being as fat as we are and getting to fucking eat shit from China. That's how the fucking global economy works. We get ring-dings and we fucking blow up brown people. And you want to fuck that up. I mean, I get it, but you're fucking up for the wrong reasons. You want to make it worse. Just get fat. Thank you. You can see Tim. Does Tim's plugs anywhere? We have Tim's plugs?
I don't.
We should probably have that. He's probably playing somewhere. You can see him.
At Tim J. Dillon.
Go to timjdillon.com. He's going to be in Ireland, I think, or Scotland soon. He's in Montreal right now. No, Montreal. Is it Montreal? Yeah, Montreal, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah,
Montreal laughs. Comedy Festival.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're in Montreal, go see him up there. You can see me, I don't know, Vice Sports. That happened, my show. Check it out. At Ray Kump on Twitter. At Ray Kump on Facebook. Howie.
At the WHPC.
Stop hurting fucking women.
I'll try.
All right? Did you want to promote yourself? You can do this.
No, I thought that's what you were going to.
Well, that was the whole misdirect. That was good. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great week.